The slaves did all the cooking and baking and candlestick making of the entire city. They were the tailors and the carpenters and the jewelers and the school teachers and the bookkeepers, and they tended the store and looked after the factory, while the master went to the public meeting to discuss questions of war and peace, or visited the theater to see the latest play of Aeschylus, or hear a discussion of the revolutionary ideas of Euripides, who had dared to express certain doubts upon the omnipotence of the great god Zeus. Indeed, ancient Athens resembled a modern club. All the freeborn citizens were hereditary members, and all the slaves were hereditary servants, and waited upon the needs of their masters, and it was very pleasant to be a member of the organization. But when we talk about slaves, we do not mean the sort of people about whom you have read in the pages of Uncle Tom's Cabin. It is true that the position of those slaves who tilled the fields was a very unpleasant one, but the average freeman who had come down in the world, and who had been obliged to hire himself out as a farmhand, led just as miserable a life. In the cities, furthermore, many of the slaves were more prosperous than the poorer classes of the freemen.